Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ann Pasquale, P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-E, Massey, M-A-S-S-I. Pasquale Massey is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/25/21. He was carrying a linen bag and his foot got tangled. Pretty then fell onto the left side of his body onto the concrete with all his weight. But as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, and head, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgical repair of a torn rotator cuff on two occasions, period. He has completed his course of active treatment as of 1/17/23, period. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Massey alleges he fell onto his left shoulder on 6/25/21, resulting in permanent injuries to the left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, and left carpal tunnel syndrome. Treatment records show he was seen at Rothman Urgent Care on 7/10/21, complaining of left biceps pain for 1 month after falling. Period. He stated, after the subject event, he fell again 2 weeks later. Period. He denied prior injuries to the shoulder. Period. However, he had a history of right shoulder rotator cuff repair 10 years ago and has been doing well since. Period. He also had a history of right knee surgery. Period. The physician assistant performed an exam and x-rays of the shoulder that showed no acute signs of fracture. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder bursitis as well as pain in the left humerus. Period. There was concern for acute rotator cuff tear with possible proximal biceps tendon tear. Period. Accordingly, an MRI was recommended. Period. New paragraph on 7/14/21. Mr. Massey was seen at WorkNet, who noted his history to date, period. They also ascertained he had degenerative joint disease of the spine and was taking medication for hypertension, period. They also recommended an MRI of the left shoulder. This was done on 7/21/21 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 7/29/21. Period. He was working restricted duty. Period. Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed left shoulder large full-thickness rotator cuff tear, for which they discussed treatment options, including varying surgical approaches. Period. On 8/13/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he followed up post-operatively and then underwent an EMG on 12/22/21. Period. On that occasion, he stated when he fell, he immediately felt an electric shock sensation that traveled from his left wrist up to the neck. Period. He then underwent the left shoulder rotator cuff surgery on 8/13/21. But he was now complaining of persistent numbness of the digits of the left hand as well as weakness in the left upper extremity. Period. Insert those results here. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Lipschultz monitored his progress and diagnostic results. Period. He performed a cortisone injection to the left carpal tunnel on 1/13/22. Period. He was going to continue therapy for the shoulder. Period. On 4/4/22, an MR arthrogram in the left shoulder was done to be inserted here. record on 5-6-22. Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He had ongoing care from Dr. Lipschultz. Period on 1-11-23, he had another MRI at the arthrogram of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He did perform a second left shoulder surgery on 5-6-22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed his latest arthrogram results on 1-17-23. Period. The rotator cuff was intact. Period. There was no evidence of high-grade partial full-thickness tearing, but he had mild degenerative changes. Period. He had participated in a functional capacity evaluation that placed him in the medium physical demand category. Pretty was able to do approximately 83% of his normal job. Pretty was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Pretty was encouraged to stay with a gym program, anticipating he could strengthen himself enough to get back to a full duty status. Period. Dr. Lipschultz discharged him from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, his skin was tan that he attributed to spending time in a tanning bed. Period, he had a muscular physique that he attributed to previously participating in weightlifting. Period, his head was shaved. Period, he states his wife shaves the left side of his head since he is unable to. Period, extremities upper, inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, there was callus formation on the hands and rough texture, including his cuticles. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 110 degrees and flexion 115 degrees with external rotation to 70 degrees. Period, it was full in all other independent and composite spheres. Period. There was no crepitus or tenderness. Period. Most of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. It is notable that with extension and internal rotation, he performed certain motions that were beyond those displayed independently. Period. Hands versus elbows, normal shoulder maneuvers. He had a positive Hawkins near and Apley scratch test on the left, which are negative on the right. Cervical, the active extension was minimally limited to 55 degrees. Left side bending right, 35 degrees. Period, left side bending, common bilateral rotation and flexion were accomplished fully without discomfort. Thoracic, normal macro impressions. On 6-5-21, Pasquale Massey alleges to have tripped and fell while at work onto the left side of his body. Period, he does not appear to have sought medical treatment until 7-10-21. At Rothman Urgent Care. Period, x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period, the physician assistant recommended an emergent MRI of the shoulder. Period, he then was seen at WorkNet, who agreed with that recommendation. Period, the MRI was done on 7-21-21 to be inserted here. New paragraph. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz, who performed surgery on 8-13-21 to be inserted here. Period, he followed up postoperatively, but remained somewhat symptomatic. Period, he had an EMG on 12-22-21 to be inserted here. Period, his carpal tunnel was injected with corticosteroid. Period. An arthrogram on the shoulder was done on 4-4-22 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Lipschultz performed a second surgery on 5-6-22 to be inserted here. Period. A repeat arthrogram was done on 1-11-23 and did not show any recurrent rotator cuff tear. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Massey found him to have a muscular physique that he attributed to weightlifting in the past. Period. He also had a tanning bed. Period, his head was shaven, but he states his wife has to shave the left side of his head. where there was decreased active range of motion about the left shoulder in certain individual spheres, but combined active extension with internal rotation was full. Period, he had intact strength and sensation. Period, he had positive near Hawkins and Apley scratch tests on the left, which were negative on the right. Period, provocative maneuvers at the wrists were negative for carpal tunnel syndrome. Period, he had minimally decreased range of motion about the cervical spine on an active basis, consistent with his age. Period, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability with Schrobel's to the left shoulder. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability at the cervical spine. Period, there is 2.5% permanent partial disability with Schrobel's to the statutory left hand regardless of cause. This takes into consideration the moderate left median neuropathy consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. The mechanism of injury described does not correlate with this disorder. Period. And that is the scratch that. He appears to be more functional than he would otherwise portray. Period. And that is the end.